Hello, Mixed Nut Cases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Chess, and this is Dinner in a Movie. Tonight, I want to talk about Jojo Rabbit. Jojo Rabbit is such a stupid name. And then when you see the premise, you get all nervous and you're like, oh, I don't think I like that. The idea of a Hitler youth cadet having, you know, this imaginary friend of Hitler and all this other stuff. And you're thinking, is this the right time? And then you realize it's, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, but it's Taika Waititi's vision and his idea of this story. So then you're like, oh, okay, let's take a look. And then you realize that there's a great cast there, because as much as I'm not a huge Scarlett Johansson fan in other things, she is amazing in this, but also we have the likes of Sam freaking Rockwell, who, I'm sorry, this guy can nail almost any role. I've never seen him in a role where I did not enjoy him. You've got Stephen Merchant, Alfie Allen, Rebel Wilson, a great cast of supporting characters, but, you know, having Taika Waititi playing imaginary Hitler is fantastic. So it sounds like the wrong movie. It sounds like a movie you would not want to be watching. And really what it is Jojo is this young boy, and it's called Jojo. I'm going to spoil why it's called Jojo Rabbit, but that's not a big deal. It just, if it helps you get over the stupid name, that this kid is in the Hitler Youth in at the camp, and they're being told that they have to kill a rabbit, and imaginary Hitler is telling him to be like the rabbit, you know, and all this other things. And then the kids start calling him Jojo Rabbit because of something that happens with the rabbit, and it's silly and it's stupid and whatever. But the point is, this kid is, you know, living right towards the end of the war. His mom's doing weird things. He is just trying to be a good German boy, and his imaginary friend is Hitler, who is fantastic and flamboyant and hysterical and exactly what a kid would picture. And it only goes to show how the kids in this situation are still just kids. And as it turns out, he discovers that his mother has been hiding a young Jewish girl in their house. And he doesn't tell his mom that he knows. She doesn't tell the mom that he found her. And it all goes into an unlikely friendship. And there's a really good story that I'm trying so hard not to spoil, but it is funny. There is some great comedic timing in this. But it is really, also very dramatic and, such an interesting look at a horrible situation and seeing how there were real people just doing the best that they could, in that real trying situation. I'm trying to be really, really discreet to not, spoil anything, but it's all about the friendship between Jojo and this young woman who, you know, up until now, his only real friend is either his imaginary friend or this young kid that's also in the Hitler Youth that keeps coming back and showing you just how tragic it is for, you know, the kids at the end of the war, and like what they end up having them do and everything. Again, all done with comedy. So it's a little like when you say the things that happen, it's horrible, but in the scenes, it's hysterical because of the way that everything is framed. I really enjoyed this. It was one of those things where it was like, I know I need to watch this, but it's just getting to it. It was really hard, especially in recent years, getting to anything that deals with Hitler or Nazi Germany has just been really not the kind of fiction that I want to explore, but this was amazing. I mean, honestly, Scarlett Johansson proved her acting chops in this. There's this really great scene with Sam Rockwell and Stephen Merchant in Jojo's house. And it just, like, you could just watch that scene alone. The timing is just so fantastic. And I'm going to pair this with the what JoJo is actually eating for dinner, which is rye toast with marmalade or jam, rather than what imaginary Hitler is eating, which is a unicorn roast. Yeah, he's and because you're seeing his imagination, you're seeing Taika there as Hitler chowing down on this giant unicorn head with like flowers all around it. It is hysterical in the, but great in the sense that you are seeing what a little kid would imagine and envision. So if you haven't seen it, I recommend watching it. If you have seen it, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. It's such an interesting and different movie. I looked a little bit into it. Apparently it's based on a book, but apparently Taika only read like the first chapter or two, and then he wrote the idea for the movie. Because apparently it's a lot better than the book, and the book is not funny, and the book gets a little very creepy towards the end between the relationship between the boy and the girl. So this is definitely going to be one of those. You don't need to read the book. Just watch the movie. Just watch the movie. So other than that, I hope everyone's having a great summer. We're having a hot summer right now. We're in the middle of like serious heat warnings. Our air conditioners, again, cannot keep up. The downstairs of the house is absolutely hot because we have no air conditioning down there at all. And the upstairs is just like going full blast as much as it can to try to keep up. It's tricky. I'm taking like so many cold showers. It's not even funny, but I'm hoping it's going to break. This morning we had an Aikido class in the backyard, just like we did last week. Doing it earlier in the morning is definitely better. We worked on, some sword work. Well, we worked on regular, basic movements and techniques, but then we worked on some sword work, which was really nice. And we were learning it's not a full kata. It's like a mini kata. There's something like three or four different, strikes in it. And that was a lot of fun, getting to do something just a little bit different. There's only three of us doing it. It's Tech, myself, and then we have a student that comes and visits. There's only so much that you can do, right? But it's really fun, and it's getting us out there. It's getting us moving. It's getting us, interacting with each other. Everybody's vaccinated. We can all, interact without masks. We're in each other's bubbles, and, it's a nice, safe way of getting the practice that we need, while we wait to figure out when we're going to be able to go back into dojos and be able to fully practice again, which I miss. I really, really do miss. And it's going to be definitely, a bit of a trickiness, figuring out that schedule once we do all go back. But I can't wait. I can't wait to get on the mats, do some proper rolls, not have grass that I'm gripping against as I'm trying to get into Kamai. That'll be really such a blessing. But as we're all looking around and seeing the world, things are not over yet. So trying to plan for anything, anybody who's trying to plan, I'm sorry, there's no sense. Like if I had planned to go to Dragon Con, like many of you are, and I know many of you still are, and I'm not judging, but if I had planned to go to Dragon Con thinking I'd be able to, one, cross the border, but two, that it would be at a point where a convention is something that I would be comfortable going to right now, I'd be one of those people stuck there going, huh, so they're not requiring vaccines. They are requiring tests, but I'm not sure that's where I want to go. Oh, I can't get any refunds for anything because the con is still going on. I wouldn't have been able to refund anything that I had planned. So I keep saying it. I'm not planning anything until we know it's 100% over. I'm not going to take any predictions. There's just too many variants. It's not worth it. I am, starting to venture out, go to restaurants, and we went to, Van Gogh Beyond Van Gogh this week or last week, whenever it was. The days are blurring. It's still Schmarch. But there's just, I'm not going to go to any music venues. I'm not going to go to places where it's lots of big crowds, and I'm not going to be able to socially distance with strangers. There are a few people that I have allowed myself to interact with, and we're keeping it that way because honestly, if something happens and we need to go north and we've exposed ourselves, I don't want that to be a thing that gets in the way of needing to go and visit in-laws that may need us, you know, that sort of a thing. And I really, I do have like this hanging dread of like, what if I bring something to somebody else? Even if I don't get it, what if I bring it to somebody else? And originally we thought the vaccines would stop us from transmitting, but we're learning that that's not the case. What the vaccines are doing, it's lowering the transmission rate. And it means that people that do get it, do get COVID, are not having to go to the hospital. So that's really good. But at the same time, I don't want to one day find out that I infected somebody who was really vulnerable. Gosh, I ended this on a downer. And who would have thought that, considering I started out talking about a Hitler comedy?
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.